In 2011, I gave up smoking and ran my very first race. 2 years later, at age 41, I ran my first full marathon. In 2014, I signed up for the race I swore I'd never do when I started running. The Goofy Race and a Half Challenge at the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. A half marathon on Saturday, followed by a full marathon the very next day. I started my 29-week training program. And then, I got injured. I may have missed my first try at the Goofy Challenge, but I've got a lot more goals ahead of me to keep me running. So listen along as I go through the ups and downs of chasing the toughest challenges I've ever taken on. And in the end, if I can get through this, then anyone can do it. So here are this week's highlights in this edition of Matt Goes Running. Welcome to Matt Goes Running. This is episode 43. I am Matt, and it is the second week of the Dark Side Challenge training, and it is also Christmas week. So one of those weeks that is a little tough to get going, especially when the scheduled runs fall on Christmas Eve and the day after Christmas. But I could not, in any good conscience, in fact, I didn't even want to, make an excuse of changing days and using the excuse as a holiday. After you heard in the last episode, that's just not going to happen this early on for sure. Hopefully it doesn't happen through the whole training, but I was not going to do that. But that is not to say it's not to say that it wasn't a difficult task to get out there on those 2 days. So I actually talked more about that on the recordings themselves. So let's just get right to it. Here are the recordings for this week's training.
Okay, it is day one of week two of the Dark Side Challenge training. It's 30 to 45 minutes. I'm going to kind of try to hit that 40 to 45 end. I am going on the neighborhood light tour that I talked about then the last week that I didn't get to do. So won't be the whole 3 miles, won't be the whole tour, but I'll get to see some of it. Again, really don't know how or if that'll even be able to translate into a audio recording, so we'll see. Okay, taking a moment to record. I'm on a stretch of road that connects two phases of the neighborhood, so there's no houses here, no lights. Really don't know how to describe the lights. What I should have done, now that it's half over, I think of this, I should have took pictures and put them up on an album and used as Facebook page. I still can. It's the Tuesday before Christmas. I'll have to do this again Thursday, Christmas Eve, and on the weekend, I'm pretty sure lights will be up both times. Definitely Christmas Eve, so maybe I'll do that. I don't know. I am running on the sidewalk, which is always a little tough because it's slanted like everywhere, and I'm feeling it in my knee, so I'm getting off the sidewalk, getting on the road when I can. When I see a car come, I get back on, but it's a little tough. Not bad, and I know what's causing it, so. But other than that, the run in general is pretty good, so feeling better than I did this time last week. So I will probably be back at the wrap-up now for this day because, again, not quite sure how to describe the light. So we'll find out right after this. Okay, I'm kind of on the home stretch in my last walking interval before I get to the house, so I figured I'd just wrap up now. Did about 3/4 of the neighborhood lights. So maybe for it'll be about 45 minutes. I guess there's no saying I can't go longer on Thursday night, even though it's 30 to 45 minutes, and get the whole thing done and maybe take pictures. I don't know. I may forget. My memory's getting a little worse each year, but that might be a good accompaniment to this recording, but we'll see. As far as the run goes, I mean, pretty good. I had to get off the sidewalk a few times. It was just too solid and too crooked, or angled, slanted, whatever you want to call it. So I mean, I wasn't getting my full extension on my legs properly, so it was kind of hurting. So I would say that is about it. So I will wrap it up and be back with day two after this. Okay, this is day two, and we're just going to be quick about this because it is Christmas Eve. So half hour to 45 minutes, I'm doing half hour. Wow, I almost messed up there. I'm doing a half hour. Going out, coming back, enjoying the rest of the holiday weekend. So don't really know what I'll have to talk about, but we'll see. I'll come back after the turnaround, which is right after this. All right, just did the turnaround. It's probably been my fastest pace so far because, although just realized something. Just because I want to get it done and enjoy the holiday weekend. But wait, I'm running for at a predetermined time, not distance. Crap. So, well, I mean, that's not all bad. I mean, I guess I showed a little improvement by being able to go faster. But shoot, man, I just realized that. Oh, well. Thought of something when I stopped the last recording. I should have said, so the, obviously, well, maybe it's not obvious. I didn't say what time it was. It's 4:30. Lights aren't on, so I'm not taking those pictures I had said I would try to do last recording. So I don't know why I make plans this training session, because I seem to be, every time I make definitive plans, the next, whatever it is, the next day of training, something happens that I have to change my time or plan and do something else other than what I said I was going to do. But oh well. That's just neither here or there. Maybe I'll get to on the Saturday. Next run is the day after Christmas. Light should still be up. And maybe not. Not that big a deal. This isn't a visual video podcast anyway, so you're not missing much. And believe me, when I saw the neighborhood lights, you're not missing that much. I hate to say it, but the lights apparently aren't that big a thing in our neighborhood. There's a couple here and there that are good, but by and large, it's like a one big inflatable thing and a strand of lights on the closest bush. So, anyway, well, I'm turning around now. I guess I got to pace myself, make sure I fill up the next 15 minutes and not go too fast, and have to run on a block of my, where my house is, like three or four times to make up the time. So, I'll let you know how it went right after this. Okay, I'm done. And right after I stopped the recording, last recording, I realized a major flaw in my return trip. I didn't want to go slower because the faster I went, the farther from the house I got. So I had just as far to turn around. So I had to keep the same pace or even a little faster if I wanted to get home early. Well, I came close to the same pace. My final run from driveway to driveway was 30 minutes and 17 seconds, so not too bad after that realization that, wait a minute, I have really no chance of not getting to the house because I have to go the same distance regardless. So there we go. I did it. I actually really pushed it the last little bit. Felt good. Well, felt terrible as I did it. Let's face it. That wasn't fun, but feels good now that it's over. So that is it for today. I hope everyone listening to this had a good Christmas, because this will be out right after Christmas, but we still have my post-Christmas run to go, and that is right after this. Okay, last day of training this week. It's the third day. This is a long run, 4 miles. It's just going to be like nothing fancy, 2 miles out, 2 miles back. Not even going to be a scenic route. I want to get it over and done with. It is the day after Christmas. It's still a holiday weekend. Didn't quite really overdo it too much on Christmas, but certainly didn't eat healthy by any means. So I think I showed some restraint. I wouldn't call it remarkable restraint, but some. The calories I shouldn't have had that I took in, and the things I ate I shouldn't have, I knew full well I was going to have to pay for later. And that's in the form of this run right now. So gonna start here in a minute and then be back after the first mile, and which will be right after this. Okay, first mile down. Not much to report. Most of that was walking. I took an extra long warm-up because I didn't stretch before I left. So I wanted to make sure everything was, all my legs were loose, especially on the, in the right leg with all those problems. So pace, though, oddly enough, I looked at my watch. The pace was well under what it needs to be to able to not be thrown off the course, but that wasn't really a goal. That's just a side note. So I'm going to pick it up here in the next mile, in the next few miles. I did run into one thing, though, I wanted to mention. Because if anyone does this, I kind of want to know why. Why do people not use their turn signals? I mean, it's crazy. The craziest part about this was the person that didn't use their turn signal, that turned in front of me at an intersection, had a Ironman mileage sticker on the back of their car. So they've been out on the road running longer than I have, and they've been out on the road biking. They know how important a turn signal is to see so you don't, you know, get run over by a car. But so many people here in Florida, I've never seen anything like this since I moved here. I don't know if it's gotten progressively worse over the years, and it's like this everywhere, or if it's a Florida thing. No one uses their signals. It's just amazing, and I don't know why. It doesn't cost you anything. If you think that takes effort, you got bigger problems. If it to flipping a switch is too much to take out of you. You probably should see a doctor, but I just don't get it. No one uses them at all. There's like me and nobody else. That's what it feels like. So just want to put that out there. If you're one of those people, tell me why, because I don't get it. Like I said, it doesn't cost anything. It's not a lot of effort. Are you trying to get something past the government? I don't get it. I really don't. So just had to get that off my chest, because seeing a fellow road racer not use her turn signals was just like the top of that, the icing on that cake. So I think I went past my interval, so I should get running here. I'll be back after this. Okay, 2 miles down and back up to a better speed. But at the risk of turning this segment of the show into a diatribe, I've now crossed quite a few intersections on this route. There's a lot of traffic tonight. And I've been looking, and I counted 11 cars turning in or out of the intersections. And out of those 11, zero use a turn signal. So it doesn't take a whole lot of math to realize that's 0%. Seriously, I mean, what is up with that? It is astounding. I don't get it. And here's the dangerous part, and this is the last I'm going to say about it. My neighborhood's off a, and it's just my neighborhood's off a major highway. And usually I go straight across to get where I'm going. And people on the other side assume I'm not going straight across, because not many people do, especially when you go into the neighborhood. So they assume I don't have my turn signal on, and I'm turning, and they zip right in front of me. So I lay on the horn, roll down a window, and yell something I'm not going to say on this show, because it doesn't have an explicit rating. I don't get it. What is up with that? Anyway, that's it for my turn signal diatribe. I'm going to make a special out of that in 2016, because I don't get it. So after mile 3, I will come back with actually some running news. Probably won't be as interesting to listen to as those past two segments, but I'm going to try to not make this segment all about turn signals and the lack of use in Florida. So you'll hear whatever I say, whatever I come up with after this. Okay, 3 miles done. Actually, just a little more than 3 miles. I had done another interval because at my 3 mile break, there's a strong wind right in my face, and I tried to record, but I could clearly see on the meter all I was picking up was the wind. So did another interval to turn a corner, and now there's nothing. I mean, we're talking no wind compared to what I just went through. So anyway, interesting run experience this evening that I hadn't shared before, because my mind was on other things, as you heard. I'm carrying two phones, which I usually don't do. I'm on call this weekend, and what I usually do with my work phone is just forward it to my personal phone and take my personal phone, because it'll take the calls, has my recorder app, and all my iPod, all my music and podcast subscriptions, whatever I decide to listen to, it's all right there in one device. No sense in carrying two. But for some reason, I got issued a new phone right for the holiday, which is awesome. It's a brand new, it's an iPhone 6S, so I'm happy about that. But I went to forward it, it wouldn't let me forward. And I know that's not a corporate setting, it's something in the software, because it's like the field is pre-populated with the word loading. And I overwrite it, put in a number, but there's no way to save the number. I hit the back button and it starts all over again. It's like this endless loop. So I got to figure that out, because, and here's the point of the story, having a phone in each pocket slowly pulls my pants down every running step I take, if you can imagine that. You probably don't want to imagine that, but hasn't gotten to any embarrassing level yet. But I do have to stop, like every three intervals, and hike them up and tighten the drawstring a little bit again. So that's kind of funny. I thought we're sharing, and it's not about the other subject I lamented on the past two recordings. So there you go. Note to yourself, or note to self, if I'm going to have my pockets full, tighten them a little bit, or even wear the race belt. I have a race belt that would carry all this, and it would just set on my waist and wouldn't even bother me. One of those hindsight is 2020 things. So if I can't get this phone thing fixed this week when I go running, I'll probably just use my race belt. There we go. I learned something. And I have less than a mile to go in my race, so I'm in a really good mood right now. So I'll be back with a wrap-up right after this. Okay, 4 miles done, and not a bad 4 miles, considering I wasn't looking all that forward to it, with being just the day after Christmas and still having the Christmas dinner cookie whatever calories flowing through my blood. That made no sense, but I'm actually quite happy about the how it went. Wasn't bad at all. Although my last mile's time kind of got blown out of the water, because I did see my neighbors at exactly 0.02 left in the 0.4 miles. They were walking. They were walking their one-year-old son in his wagon. So I had to stop and see them and talk. And we did some quick Star Wars talking. We hadn't actually seen each other since we've both seen the movie. So my time, if you look at my splits, my last mile is through the roof. So if for some reason you look that up on Runkeeper and you think I might have fallen over, gone unconscious in one particular spot, then got up and ran home, then no, it's I stopped and talked to my neighbor. So that's it. Yeah, I'm actually in better moods. Weird. Run. Actually, I'm always happy when a run is over. That usually. But I'm in just a generally better mood than I was when I started. So good. Maybe it's a post-Christmas miracle. Anyway, I'll get back to the studio for this week's wrap-up right now.
So that is it for this episode's training run recordings. I'm not even sure if I have a term for those recordings. We'll just say that. I did want to kind of go back just a little bit to something I said earlier on in one of the recordings. I did lose some weight. It was a pretty good number, which is typical for first week of a diet and exercise routine. I really watched what I ate that first week and, well, got back out on the road. I think everyone experiences that, their first week being a high number. I'm mentioning that because even though I did indulge a little bit at Christmas and did so knowing full well it makes this harder. It was one of those decisions where it's like I could not eat this and everything will be easier, or I could eat this knowing I made my workout and my weight loss a little more difficult. So I made that decision. That's for me to fix later, not using it as an excuse. It was a conscious, almost well-educated experience decision for sure. But my point is I didn't do it to the effect or to the point that I think I undid all the weight loss I did. I mean, I'd stopped at a point of indulgence. I didn't overdo it. And the number was, again, significant enough that I think, I don't think I gained all that weight back in one meal. So both are good. Would have been better to not overindulge. But again, like I said, I knew I was doing it knowing this was going to be harder. So, but I also think that helped me cap off a point of indulgence. So anyway, enough of that. That is it for this week. That was it for Christmas week. We're on the New Year's week with New Year's Eve. Now, luckily, I don't do a whole heck of a lot on New Year's Eve because my wife works. So I tend to watch TV and that's about it. We don't even really have a huge, super big dinner. We have a nice dinner, but not as big a risk of overindulging in New Year's at all. So that's good. But the runs fall on the same day, so we'll see how motivated I am to do both those runs. We'll find out together. That'll be in the next episode. So until then, thanks for listening, and I will see you in episode 44. Matt Goes Running is part of the NeoZaz.com Internet Entertainment Network. For more great series and original entertainment, visit our website at NeoZaz.com. Catch all the latest news for Matt Goes Running and NeoZaz on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NeoZazPodcast and from our Twitter account at NeoZaz. To learn how to help support this show and all the work we do at NeoZaz, please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/NeoZaz. Thanks for listening.